get to the place in our lives where we discover God's special purpose for our life, I do believe we'll start to see clearly.
Hello, and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. In this series of messages taken from the life of Joseph, Pastor Brian Grant has led us through the many trials of faith experienced by this pivotal figure in the history of God's dealing with His chosen people, the children of Israel. Now, in this message airing tonight, we will hear from Pastor Grant how, 22 years after Joseph was sold as a slave into Egypt, God's purpose for Joseph's life is revealed to him as being far greater than anything he could have possibly imagined back in Canaan when he told his dream to his brothers. So we invite you now to turn in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 42 and follow along as Pastor Grant brings the first part of his message entitled, I Can See Clearly Now. Here now is Pastor Grant.
A frog felt convinced that he was destined to become a handsome prince. And just for confirmation, he decided he would pay a visit to a fortune teller. Now, don't believe that this is a true story. But he went to the fortune teller, and the fortune teller, she looked into her crystal ball, and as she looked into her crystal ball, she said, I can see something. She said, I can see you meeting a beautiful young woman. I see you meeting a beautiful young woman. Oh, he got excited. He says, yes, I knew it. I knew it. I knew I was going to be a prince. She said, from the moment she sees you, she's going to be so captivated by you. She's going to want to get to know everything about you. She's wanting to get very close to you. He got really excited. He says, where am I? Where am I? Am I at a singles party? She said, no, you're not at a singles party. You're in a biology lab. You're about to be dissected. I am not a fortune teller, but I'm here this morning to tell you something that's very important, that this sovereign God has a special purpose for each of us. That's the takeaway from today's lesson, that the sovereign God has a special purpose for each of us. Now, this is sometimes not very easy to grasp, particularly when you're going through periods of challenge. And you might be here this morning, and you're going through some tough times, and you're really wondering, does God really have a special purpose for me? And yes, He does. And I tell you, my friend, if this morning, and so it is my desire, that we will want to ask God and seek God's face as to what is our special purpose. But when we start, when we get to the place in our lives where we discover God's special purpose for our life, I do believe we'll start to see clearly. Joseph can testify, and we'll see in today's text, as we go along today, you'll see after all the drama had gone by, and Joseph discovered God's purpose for him, Joseph was clearly able to see what God was doing in his life. Understanding God's purpose is so important. And it is so important that this morning, as I speak on the subject, I can see clearly now, I really want to speak to you and share 4 points with you about God's purpose for your life. Item number one, point number one, God's purpose is bigger than your occupation. God's purpose is bigger than your occupation. Turn, if you would, to Genesis chapter 42, and let me read for you verses 6 through 9 of Genesis 42. Now Joseph was governor over the land, and it was he who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down before him with their faces to the earth. You heard the story. Joseph saw his brothers, recognized them, but he acted as a stranger to them. Verse number 9, then Joseph remembered the dreams which he had dreamed about them and said to them, you are spies. Joseph was now prime minister of Egypt, the greatest and most powerful country of that day. But despite his status, despite the fact that Joseph was a big shot, Joseph knew that God's purpose was bigger than his job. Because Joseph still remembered the dreams God had given him as a teenager. Joseph realized there was something bigger. God had a bigger plan for him. You know, quite often I meet people, and when you get to talking with them, you realize that they believe that their purpose in life is their occupation. You ever met anyone like that? It could be you run into a physician and they're so satisfied in taking care of people and helping people with their health needs. It could be a teacher, and this teacher has done such a wonderful job with her students or his students that sometimes we believe that the reason God put us here is to have carried out this particular assignment. But I'm here to tell you that that's not so. Your occupation is not God's a purpose for your life. No, it is true that God could use your occupation to bring about his purpose, as was the case with Joseph, because as we'll soon see, if he was not, listen, part of God's plan, part of God's purpose required him to be the prime minister, and it could be that God is going to use your occupation to fulfill his mission. But in a minute, we'll see that God's purpose for you must have, it always has, a spiritual connection. And I don't want you to leave here without that. Don't leave here feeling good about the fact that you have such a great job if there is no spiritual nexus, if there's not no spiritual connection. That is not God's primary purpose for you. Yes, in a general sense, all of us have God's purpose, that God expects all of us to bring glory to him and to enjoy him forever. But God has a very specific purpose for all of us. Listen, anytime we start thinking our occupation is God's purpose for us, we run the risk of missing the spiritual and only focusing on the temporal. This man, he was driving down the hill. The road was wet, and his Mercedes skidded around the corner and turned upside down in a ravine. He was thrown from the car, but his arm was ripped off from the shoulder. And of course, as he came, was out there, and the people stopped by to see how he was. All that could hear him is crying about, my Mercedes, my Mercedes, my Mercedes. He said, that's $130,000 down the drain. The police stopped by. When the police came, he still was crying about his Mercedes. My Mercedes, my Mercedes, my Mercedes. The policeman said to him, sir, you got a bigger problem. Your arm is ripped off from the shoulder. The man looked down. Oh my, he didn't realize his arm was missing. He said, my Rolex, my Rolex, my Rolex. That may be an exaggerated story, but sadly, sometimes as Christians, we are so focused on the material that we miss the spiritual. I want to ask you this morning, have you been spending time? Are you anxious to find out God's purpose for you? Are you seeking to find it? Because I tell you, sometimes we're so focused on the material, we really haven't even spent time thinking about what could God's purpose for my life be. Listen, God's purpose is bigger than your occupation. But secondly, God's purpose always has a spiritual connection. God's purpose always has a spiritual connection. Genesis chapter 45, if you would. Let's read the first 8 verses of Genesis 45. Then Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who stood by him, and he cried out, make everyone go out from me. So no one stood with him while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians of the house of Pharaoh heard it. Then Joseph said to his brothers, I'm Joseph. Does my father still live? But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence. That's a mild way of putting it. They were dismayed in his presence. And Joseph said to his brothers, please come near to me. So they came nearer. Then he said, I'm Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life, because God is sovereign. For these 2 years, the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Listen, Joseph realized he had a big purpose. Did you see it here? God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So it was not now you who sent me here, but God who is sovereign. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh and Lord over all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. It was God who did it, the sovereign God. He had a purpose for Joseph. After 13 tough years, Joseph had finally discovered his purpose, and Joseph could now see clearly. Oh, can't you see that? Joseph could see clearly now. Now he had discovered God's purpose. He could realize that all of the drama he went through, all the tough times he went through, everything was orchestrated by God. This God who is sovereign, this God who is always in control, everything was orchestrated by this God. And Joseph began to realize that God had an exciting plan for his life. I don't know if you realize this, but 13 of the 50 chapters of Genesis are about the life of Joseph. If you're a mathematician, you realize that means more than 25% of all the chapters in the book of Genesis are about Joseph. That means that Joseph, although so many of us spend so little time even thinking who this Joseph is, it means that Joseph took up more time in the book of Genesis than Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Noah. There is absolutely no one in the book of Genesis that gets so much time as Joseph. You may not have realized that. Why? Because Joseph would play a pivotal role in the story of God's chosen people. Listen, it was because of Joseph that his father Jacob and his 70 descendants survived the famine. It was because of Joseph that Jacob's entire family moved to Egypt. It was because of Joseph they were given land in Goshen, a part of Egypt by the name of Goshen. And Goshen, listen to this, how God works it out. God allowed the children of Israel to get Goshen. Goshen was behind Egypt's military might. Goshen was fully protected by the military might of Egypt, so no nation would dare to attack the children of Israel. Listen, and not even the Egyptians wanted to mix up with them, so therefore their religion remained relatively pure, because the Egyptians didn't like them because they were people who raised cattle.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now, let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
As a result, by the time you get to Exodus chapter 1, there is a problem under your hands. You remember what the problem was? These 70 people, I hope you're getting it this morning. Only 70. 70 of them went to Egypt, and God blessed them so much that the 70 people had grown and grown and grown and grown till they could field a military army of over 1 million people. Enough to enter the promised land and to defend the promised land. Israel grew and grew and grew under the protection of the Egyptian military. Isn't God good or isn't God good? And all of this was because God had sovereignly sent Joseph into prison and had now raised him up to be prime minister. God has a purpose. And listen, God's purpose is heavily spiritual. And I just want to say to you, my friend, Joseph, I'm sure, as he sat and considered, never in his wildest dreams, yes, he had these dreams, but he never had a clue that God was going to use him in such an incredible way. I want you to dream this morning. Can I get you to dream? Can I get you to get out of your little box? Can I get you to start believing that God has a big plan, a big purpose for your life? Young person, can I get you to start realizing that God has a plan that's way beyond this humdrum existence you are going through? Can I get you to realize it's bigger than whatever occupation you're dreaming of having? Can I get you to realize God has a big spiritual purpose for your life? And can I get you to start saying, God, if you have this purpose for me, oh God, please help me that I discover your purpose while I am still on terra firma. Because can I be honest? Young people, I'm going to tell you a secret. There's a lot of folks who are Christians who have lived and died and never discovered God's purpose. Don't let it happen to you. Don't let it happen to you, because God has an exciting purpose. God has a big plan, a big purpose. But listen, there are some qualifications. Listen, turn with me to Matthew 6:30. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. Stop right there. Young people and older ones. You know, when he talks about the Gentiles, he's talking about the heathen. And Jesus is speaking. Just remember, it's Jesus is speaking. And Jesus is saying, stop worrying so much about stuff. So stop worrying so much about your job and how you're going to pay this bill. Here's what he says instead. Verse 33. Read it with me. But what? But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Seek what? First the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If you're going to find out God's purpose, you got to put first things first. God's first. Not just theoretically. God's first in my life. God's first in my choices. God's first in my decision making. God's first in my family. God must be first. Put this down in your notes. To discover God's purpose for our life, we must focus on his kingdom. That's God's kingdom. And his righteousness. I must want my life to reflect the righteousness of Jesus. I must want God to be changing me so that his righteousness is my righteousness in a practical day-by-day way, in my day-by-day life. I am looking like Jesus. Amen? Do you want to discover God's purpose? Well, start putting first things first. Start making what God desires your number one priority. Listen, God's purpose is bigger than your occupation. God's purpose always has a spiritual connection. But third, God's purpose will bring you great pleasure. Oh, I don't want you to miss this part. God's purpose will give you great pleasure. Genesis 45, verse 9. Joseph said to his brothers, hurry. and go to my father and say to him, thus says your son Joseph, God has made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down to me. Do not tarry. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me. You and your children, your children's children, your flocks, all your herds. I will provide you for you, lest you and your household and all that you have come to poverty, for there are 5 years more left of famine. Verse 13, so you shall say to my father, tell my father of all my glory in Egypt and of all that you have seen. Hurry and bring him back. Can you imagine Joseph's excitement to send his dad a message like this? Hurry and tell my dad of all my glory. Let him know that I have become exceedingly successful in Egypt. And tell him, don't worry about the famine. Tell him he can come, bring all the family with him. Tell him, listen, I'm going to take care of everything. I'm going to take care of the food. I'm going to take care of the housing. I'm going to give them land. I'm going to, listen, nobody has to worry. I got it covered. You go, hurry and tell dad to come, because everything is taken care of. Can you imagine you being in a position to send a message like that to your dad or your mom? Can you imagine a message like that? Wouldn't that thrill your soul? Don't miss it. God's purpose will bring you pleasure. You know, some folks are crazy enough to believe, and the devil makes you believe it. The devil makes you believe, if I find out God's purpose for my life, I'm probably not going to like it. Don't raise your hand, but have you ever thought it? I'll raise my hand for you. Because there was a time in my life where I was convinced if I discovered God's purpose, you know, because I remember in my early teens before I got serious about the things of God, that man, everybody, all them other Christians were out there partying and doing their stuff, and my father wouldn't allow me to go to any dance. I couldn't do nothing. And I'm like, what? As soon as I get to 17, I'm going to break away. But God had another plan. God has another plan. And can I tell you, there is joy in serving Jesus? Can I tell you, be honest with you? You know, and some of this message is my own experience. It spoke to me. You know, God has blessed us in business. We did very well over the years. And sometimes I felt, hey, I'm doing my thing. I'm doing God's thing here. I'm, you know, I can serve here and help this one and help that one. But my occupation was not God's purpose. Neither is it yours. God has a bigger plan. And I'm going to tell you that there is incredible pleasure when you find yourself accomplishing God's purpose for your life. Turn with me to, no, it's going to be put on the screen. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Read it with me. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Hold on a second before we get to the meat. The Christian who pleases God is a Christian that doesn't look like the world. I want you to hear that. Because some of you are struggling, trying to walk the fence, trying to be as much worldly as you can be and still hold on to being a Christian. It don't work. He says, is it very clear in this passage, or is it clear? Don't copy the behavior and customs of the world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn how to know God's will for you. You'll find God's will, God's purpose. You'll find it, which is what? Good and pleasing and perfect. God's will, God's purpose for your life is what? Good. It's pleasing and it's perfect. It will give you pleasure.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.